Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 91 on December 8th, 2019. I'm your host, Eric, and in this week's show, we will cover the trades from last week on Aurinia Pharmaceuticals, Wynn Resorts, and the Gold Trust ETF. And then we discuss three new trades on GameStop Corporation, Apache Corporation, and the 20-year Treasury Bond ETF. Now, it's always great to hear from listeners. If you have any questions about the trades presented here, or even about your own positions, feel free to email me. You can email questions to eric@theweeklyoption.com. I've also created a short video series to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to know in order to follow along with me on this show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them, or visit the YouTube channel for The Weekly Option. Now, the market settled the week virtually unchanged. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 36 points, ending the week at 28,015 points, and the S&P 500 Index gained nearly 5 points, ending the week at 3,145 points. And with the markets being at all-time highs where we are now, those small changes really don't register on a percentage basis. So let's get into the topic of the week. The topic of the week is sponsored by the Option Studio. If you want to learn to trade options without any calculus and confusing language, visit the website to learn more about the online course. Visit www.theoptionstudio.com for more information. Now, the topic of the week this week is using options as a market direction indicator. And what I mean by that is that oftentimes you can look at option premiums and they give you quite a bit of information on where the traders in the market expect the market to head. Sometimes when I'm looking at different trades, or you know, it really comes with experience, being able to look at the various spreads and the pricings that you see in the market as a clear indication of where the trader, or even the traders, plural, are expecting the market to head. So one example of this is when stock has rallied higher, the in-the-money and the at-the-money call spreads tend to be priced higher than similar spreads, you know, the at-the-money and in-the-money spreads on the put side of the market. So you might see, you might look at one side of the market and say you're getting a deal, and look at the other side of the market and say, wow, that's really expensive. When spreads are priced higher than normal, that typically is an indication that the traders are expecting the market to continue in one direction, or maybe there is a recent gap move that also has given the traders a reason to be a little bit more cautious in where they're trading one particular side of the market versus the other. The same situation is true on the put side of things. So sometimes I'll look at the in-the-money put spreads or at-the-money put spreads and realize that they are significantly more pricey relative to the spread difference than the in-the-money and at-the-money call spreads, even out-of-the-money. So it helps to have an idea of where spreads typically are or typically priced on a particular stock. Some stocks just are inherently more expensive and have pricier spreads. So I can't give you a definite, you know, hey, if you see a call, if you see the at-the-money spread is trading for 50% of the spread value, something's going on, because that might be normal. But experience with the same handful of names will give you the benefit of having an idea of where markets typically are priced, and that experience will give you a better chance at being able to notice any anomalies in the market pricing that might be an indication of where the traders are expecting stock to head in the future. So that's it, and that topic is actually very relevant to tonight as we dive into the covered call from last week. So we looked at Aurinia Pharmaceuticals, symbol A as in alpha, U as in uniform, P as in papa, H as in hotel. At the time, the stock was trading for $7.94, and we looked at buying stock and selling that December 9 call at $2.30, which would result in a maximum possible return of 42%, 42% return in 3 weeks. Well, Aurinia Pharmaceutical stock rose $7.50 per share this week. The stock closed at $15.44 per share. So the option that we sold actually gained $4.60 per share in value, or really per option. So the options closed the week at $6.90. So our net gain, if you were able to close this trade today, assuming that you haven't already been assigned on the shares, the net gain would be $2.90. Now, let me start off by saying that I'm actually frustrated with this trade because, to be quite honest, I would rather have made the full $7.50 per share in the stock. So when I looked at that stock trading for basically $8 and I sold an at-the-money call, it was really out of the money by a little more than a dollar, and it was trading for $2.30. So $2.30 is more than 25% of the stock value. That was a key indication, to tie it back to our topic of the week, that something was up because the puts were not equally priced. They weren't priced as high. So I looked at that and liked the trade of being able to buy stock and sell that call option, because a 42% return in 3 weeks is always good. I mean, that's not a bad thing, but I would much rather, you know, essentially double my money, or almost double my money in the week by buying that stock and not dealing with the options. So, but that being said, I'm always happy to make 42% return in a few weeks, and this trade is deep in the money now. So once you get assigned on that stock, which means that the owner of the call option we sold claims the stock for $9 per share, you'll actually lock in $3.36 per share on what essentially will be a 3-week trade unless you get assigned early. So not a bad thing. I mean, this is one of the best returns that we've seen on a covered call in quite some time. But that being said, it would have been better just to own the stock. So that happens. But and if you remember last week as well, in episode 90, we also had a covered call where the percentage gain was pretty high in a short amount of time. And then we saw a run up in the stock. That was in Clovis Oncology, was the one that where we saw a $6.27 run up in the stock. And so, again, it was nice to make the return, a high return on that stock, not nearly as high as this one. But again, if you can learn to read the option premium, the option prices relative to the strikes being chosen, and get a sense of if something is out of the ordinary, if there's an anomaly there, then it might actually give you an idea of where you can make some outsized returns just by trading the stock. So let's go. That was a nice win. Let's look at the credit spread from last week. We looked at Wynn Resorts, symbol W as in whiskey, Y as in Yankee, N as in November, N as in November. At the time, this stock was trading for $120.85 per share. And I looked at selling the December 123-124 call spread, collecting 32 cents per spread, and that yields a maximum possible loss of 68 cents. Wynn Resort stock gained 83 cents per share, ending the week at $121.68 per share. The out-of-the-money call spread we sold is still out of the money. In fact, if we were to try to close this trade right now, we would pay 50 cents, which would be locking in an 18 cent loss. Of course, if we tried to sell more of the same spread, we would see that the spread only increased in value by 2 cents. So in this scenario, it's important to remember the break-even point. Our break-even point on this trade was $123.32 per share, which is still $1.64 away from the market. So that means that as long as stock remains below that price, we will end up making money on the trade at expiration in 2 weeks. Now, if you wanted to sell a put spread or something against this trade, you can. You can sell the December 119-118 put spread and receive 21 cents per spread. Now, that will increase the total premium you received on this trade to 53 cents, and it reduces our maximum possible loss down to 47 cents per spread. The new break-even points would be on the top $123.53 and on the bottom $118.47. So when you sell a put spread and a call spread, you now have two different break-even points. You have a break-even point for if that call spread ends up going in the money, and a break-even point for if the put spread goes in the money. Now, as long as stock finished between those two points, you'll make money on the trade. Now, all of that being spread, I would not sell the put spread against this call spread. Just earlier this week, on December 3rd, we had a closing price below our break-even point. So I'm only using this as an example to point out two things. First thing is that sometimes you can actually create a scenario where you actually increase the likelihood of locking in that loss. And then number two is it's important to always look at where prices have been to help also limit the risk. So our final trade from last week that we'll cover in review was the debit spread. We looked at the Gold Trust ETF, symbol GLD, G as in golf, L as in Lima, D as in Delta. At the time, the stock was trading for $137.86 per share. We looked at buying the December 138 half, 138 put spread, paying 31 cents and hoping for a maximum gain of 19 cents per spread, which would be a 61.29% return in 3 weeks. Well, the Gold Trust ETF lost 24 cents per share this week, finishing at $137.62 on Friday. The in-the-money put spread we bought is a little more in the money now, so if you were to close the trade right now, you would do so at 28 cents per spread, which would actually be locking in a loss of 3 cents. Likewise, if you tried to add more to this spread, if you tried to buy more, you would pay 33 cents, showing a gain of 2 cents more than what we paid. So ultimately, if this trade continues the course that it's on, we will lock in the full 61% return in 2 weeks. So that's pretty nice. We'll take it as a win. Even though prices haven't moved significantly, all we need prices to do is stay below $138 per share, and we will walk away with that very nice return. And right now, the stock is lower. It's trading for $137.62. So that's great. Decent, a pretty good week on trading. I'm happy with the returns, even though, like I said, I wish that I had traded the covered call as just stock. But again, that also is trading in hindsight. It's something I tell you guys not to do, and so I shouldn't do it either. But sometimes it's hard when you see what you could have made versus what you did make. I will be happy with the 42% return, but man, doubling my money in a few days would have been very nice. So that being said, we have about 2 more weeks left before the December expiration month expires, because expiration is going to be on Friday, December the 20th. So the trades today will likely be the last time that we cover December 2019 trades. And these are largely educational. These aren't the best trades. And I'm going to take a look at these trades again on Monday morning just to make sure that they still have some value to them. But I'm not overly enthusiastic, but they'll still be a great example for those of you who like to paper trade or are just sort of testing out different option trading strategies. So we're going to start off with the covered call. This week we're looking at GameStop Class A shares, symbol GME, G as in golf, M as in Mike, E as in Echo. Stock ended the week at $6.68 per share. I'm looking at buying that stock and selling the December 7 call against it at 43 cents per option, hoping for a return of 11.23% in 2 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying GameStop shares for $6.68 per share and selling the December 7 call at 43 cents. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $7 per share. The break-even price, of course, is $6.25 per share. Now, our second trade of the week will be the credit spread. We're looking at Apache Corporation, symbol APA, A as in Alpha, P as in Papa, A as in Alpha. Stock ended the week at $19.99 per share. We're looking at selling the December 20.5, 21 call spread at 15 cents, which could yield a maximum loss of 35 cents per spread. So you enter this trade by selling the December 20.5 call at 63 cents and concurrently buying the December 21 call for 48 cents. This is a credit spread because we are selling the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices stay below $20.50 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $20.65. And our final trade on the week is a debit spread. We're looking at the iShares 20-year Treasury Bond ETF. Symbol T is in Tango, L is in Lima, T is in Tango. Stock ended the week at $138.35 per share, looking at buying the December 139-138 half put spread for 33 cents, hoping for a maximum gain of 17 cents or a 51.52% return in 2 weeks. Now you enter this trade by buying the December 139 put for $1.93 and concurrently selling the December 138 half put at $1.60. This is a debit spread because we are buying the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices stay below $138.50 per share. The break-even price on this is $138.67 per share. Now, thank you guys so much for listening to this week's show. Sorry it's getting posted a little bit late. I was at a retreat this weekend, but I definitely wanted to get this recorded and posted before the weekend finished. Hope you have a wonderful week. Happy trading. Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.